Thanks for joining us on Sandful Radio. Zach Milbank here, and with me today is a milestone man for the Sturt Football Club in Sunday's first semi-final against Central at Adelaide Oval. It is defender Guy Page. How are you, Guy?
Very well, thank you, Zach. How are you?
Terrific, thank you. Congratulations, reaching triple figures, the 100 games against the Bulldogs on Sunday. You must be excited and also quite proud to reach triple figures for the Double Blues.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously exciting that it's in a final, so obviously looking forward to the final. But, 100 games has come around pretty quickly for myself. I've been pretty blessed with that, so, really looking forward to it.
Did you know it was on the horizon? Did you know you were close?
Yeah, definitely. All the boys let you know that 98, 99, 100, so...
Yeah, not too much gets past your teammates these days, does it?
Not at all.
You touch on it being really quick, and you're right, because you made your Maccas League debut in round one of 2013, and then since then, have you actually missed a game through injury or form? Because looking back at your record, it doesn't look like you've missed too many.
No, I haven't missed any. So I've been blessed with that. No injury or lucky being playing well enough, I guess. And, played 100 straight so far, which is fingers.
Wow, hey. So have there been any close calls with a knock or a little jag of anything soft tissue? Or?
Oh, I guess most players don't go into games being 100% with a few niggles, injuries here or there, but you tend to get up for it, and it's usually not too bad.
Hmm. What's your recipe for keeping healthy then?
I just try and do all the right things. Don't you go to the physio, your chiro, and ice baths and whatnot. Do as much as you can to make sure you're all right for the team and get the job done.
Yeah, it's very much about the way you play your footy as well. No fuss and you get your job done. Is that something you pride yourself on?
Yeah, I think so. I think looking back at the last 100 games, I probably don't have too many, you know, personal highlight reels, but generally get the job done on a good small forward. Which is, I guess, why I keep my position, and that's all I've got to do during the week, so that's all I focus on, really.
And also, you're able to provide a bit of rebound coming out of defence, because you've got a little bit of speed there that you tuck the ball under and carry the ball when you can.
Yeah, I enjoy doing that when Marty lets me get fast halfway, but, yeah, that's something I keep working on is my offensive side of my game. I think defensively, I'm not too bad, but offensively I'd love to get a bit more of the footy. Makes it a bit more enjoyable.
Yeah, most definitely. And one of those highlights we have managed to dig out was probably what your most favourite goal is, although you were very shy in coming forward with any highlights, to be brutally frank, which is your modesty. But we managed to dig up the goal that you kicked against Westies back in 2014. What are your memories of it?
I don't remember it too much. That's probably the only goal that I could remember kicking, actually. I haven't kicked too many in my career. Always kicking goals against Westies is always enjoyable.
Yeah, and you speak of that, we may as well wind back the clock, because that's actually where it began for you, with Westies Juniors.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, I started my junior career out at Westies, and then obviously wasn't lucky enough in, I think it was either second year 16s or first year 18s. To make the squad, so I went back down to Edgestown, and then Gary introduced me to Sturt. So I was, you know, a little bit disappointed with Westies, but I obviously thought they were making the right decision at the time, and then I've been lucky enough to find my way out of Sturt and make a career at Sturt.
And you speak of Gary, just for the listeners' benefit, who is Gary and what was his role at the time?
Yeah, Gary Martin was the head coach out of Edgestown at the time, but he's got a massive involvement at Sturt with some of the senior sides and still helps out with the junior side, so he has a massive involvement out there. Yeah, I was lucky enough, he got me along to an 18s pre-season, and from there, Boards and Colin Casey got the job done, what needed to happen with Westies and, you know, zones and whatnot, and then, managed to get out of Sturt.
Excellent, and fair to say you've developed a love for the Double Blues pretty quickly?
Yeah, definitely. Love the place. You think about what's enjoyable at the moment. I just love being around the boys in the footy club, and it's always good lately with some success in finals. It makes it obviously a lot more enjoyable.
You got a really nice core group of guys that have come up through the juniors together and from the local area and local South Australian boys, and your age profile as well is pretty scary for the opposition, because you're set there for quite a while, aren't you, Guy?
Yeah, definitely. I think probably a couple of years ago we focused on, looking at players from interstate and whatnot, but over the last couple, I guess, it's really just Sturt Juniors and developing the Sturt Juniors at the club. So that's the exciting thing is if we've got, a good core and Jack Stevens and Fraser Evans, who are, probably they're going to hate me saying it, but the older crew, and still they've got plenty of footy left in them, hopefully. And then you're looking in reserves, so still great young juniors coming through. So it's an exciting place to be at the moment.
Most definitely. And you speak of a couple of those guys there you mentioned, but also the fact that you guys came up together and stuck together as a group must have made last year's premiership in 2016 all the more special.
Yeah, definitely. I think I was pretty lucky where I didn't go through, too many downtimes. So it was, times where the club was going to be folding and whatnot. In 2013, we got knocked out in straight sets and then, finished bottom. I think it was 2014, 2015. So it was quite a struggle and it wasn't, enjoyable being out there, but we sort of stuck at it and we worked hard together. And so we knew we sort of, if we kept chasing and we always spoke about keeping this group together, we were going to be successful. And it was great that it happened last year.
What did it mean to you playing on the day, Adelaide Oval, and the Sturt fans going crazy knowing that you'd won a premiership?
Yeah, it was absolutely phenomenal. I guess when you think about it during the day, it's all surreal and you're not really sure what to take from it. But even just working this hard in pre-season and now in finals, losing your first final, you're like, actually, what it meant to win that premiership and how hard you had to work and how great the experience was, going to the brewery on the Tuesday and unveiling the chimney and things like that. It's just an unbelievable experience and that's a week-long celebration. So happy with that.
Do you remember a particular moment from the game quite fondly?
I think definitely when Zane Kirkwood and Greenslade kicked their goals, but I was lucky enough to finish with the footy, so I just remember the siren going and holding the footy up, it was a great feeling.
Yeah, right. Where were you standing when that happened?
I was standing, it was sort of probably 70 metres out towards the edge of the square.
Mm-hmm.
Can't remember what end it was, but...
And what did you do with the footy?
Oh, I just held it up, just a little, that's all she wrote sort of thing.
Yeah. pretty special. You didn't get to keep it then?
Nah, I tucked it under the wing, but the umpires were pretty quick to grab it.
Yeah, I bet. very good. And you speak of this year and unfortunately lost to Port Adelaide in the qualifying final, but you had your moments in the game and you really did grind your way back into the contest. So there's certainly you don't walk away with nothing out of that game, although it was a loss. You've still got plenty to go on with against Central on Sunday.
Yeah, definitely. Like you said, it's a disappointing loss and probably a disappointing 30 minutes towards the end of the first and second quarter, but credit to the group and the culture that we've got at Sturt now. We fought back really well in the second half and, we can take a lot of confidence out of that second half that we can mix it with anyone and we can, beat anyone on the day. So we're really looking forward to playing Central. They're obviously in ripping form. They're coming home with a wet sail and similar to sort of Westies in 2015 where they... finished the year off really well and they weren't expected to do much in finals but then ended up taking it out. So by no means are we taking them lightly and we're looking forward to everything contest.
Most definitely you would be and I guess the bonus might be hopefully you get Aidan Riley back into the midfield as well, which will strengthen things up in there and help your chances of progressing to the preliminary final.
Yeah, I think most people that know Aidan Riley, he's a massive in for us. He's just hunts the footy well and he's going to get his 10 tackles a game and he's 10 clearances a game and usually gets the triple-double, as we call it. So that'll be massive and that'll ease some pressure off of Zane and batters and hopefully means Paddy can spend a bit of time forward and kick a few goals for us. But, we're really looking forward to it.
And before we let you go, Guy, what do you do outside of footy to earn a crust?
Mechanical engineer at Lucid Consulting. I really enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And it's going well. At the moment, we're really busy. But, that's about it.
What sort of things do you work on there?
The company itself is in building services, so we help design apartments and make sure they've got all the infrastructure, the lighting and the air conditioning and whatnot. My side of things is the air conditioning. It was enjoyable. It helps keep the mind ticking.
And speaking of keeping the mind ticking, how much study did you have to do to get into that?
Yeah, that was a 4-year degree at Adelaide Uni, engineering degree.
terrific. You enjoy that?
I don't enjoy studying too much. It's hard work and and it's long hours probably. But I got it done, so now I'm happy where I'm at, and keep working on that. But hopefully, plenty more football left. So doing the balance of football and work's the key. But enjoying it.
Yeah, well, that's it. As you say, getting the 100 first so quickly. You're only 23, so should be able to tick off the next 100 hopefully and be a Sandful 200 club member.
There we go. One game at a time, I think they say.
That's it, Guy. Well, thank you very much for your time on Sandful Radio. We do appreciate that, and wish you all the best for your 100th Maccas League game against Central in Sunday's first semi-final at the Adelaide Oval.
No worries, Zach. Thanks for that, mate. Appreciate it.